There's this term that gets thrown around all the time, content saturation.
Right.
And everyone seems to think it's purely a distribution problem. You know,
Yeah.
like there's just too much noise on TikTok or Spotify or whatever.
Exactly. And that we're all just shouting into the void, but the real problem, the actual bottleneck, has completely shifted.
How so?
Well, it used to be that getting your message out was the hard part, you know? You needed a publisher, a broadcast tower. Now, distribution is basically free. It's infinite.
We have infinite shelf
We have
space.
infinite shelf space, but the real problem is filling that shelf without bankrupting your entire organization.
Right. We don't have infinite time or money to create this stuff to put on all those channels. And that's what makes today's deep dive so
It
interesting.
really is.
We're looking at this intersection between Notion, which, I mean, so many companies use as their central brain for knowledge, and this tool called Auto Content API.
And you can really think of that as the industrial mouthpiece for that brain.
An industrial mouthpiece. I like that. Because the idea is to move away from this hamster wheel of constantly creating new stuff from scratch and instead focus on transforming the knowledge you already have.
Exactly. I mean, it addresses this tragedy of modern work. You have these amazing companies using Notion for everything, wikis, meeting notes, project plans. It's all there.
But it's text. It's dense.
And let's be honest, in a world of 10-second attention spans, that dense text, it just goes unread.
I am so guilty of this. If you send me a 10-page memo, I'm probably just skimming the headers and, hoping for the best.
And you're not alone. That's really where this whole thing starts. You've probably seen Google's Notebook LM, right? The tool where you can upload a file and have AI hosts talk about it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's impressive, but it feels like a bit of a novelty. Like you have to manually upload every single file. It's a consumer toy.
Right. It's not built for business. So Auto Content API is basically saying we can do that, but at an industrial scale programmatically.
Okay, so what does that actually look like?
Imagine you're a CEO. You write your weekly update in Notion. Instead of emailing a link that half the company ignores, an API call gets triggered.
Yeah.
It ingests that page. It analyzes the key points, the tone, and then using what they call multi-speaker dynamics, it turns that text into a bingeable two-person dialogue podcast.
So my morning commute isn't just music anymore. I could actually be listening to the company update and it would sound like a real radio show.
That's the whole idea. It's about retention.
Yeah.
People are just far more likely to listen to a 10-minute audio summary than they are to sit down and read a long document.
Especially because it's a conversation, not just a robotic monologue.
Exactly. That back and forth mimics how we naturally process information.
Right.
But this brings up what the research calls the CEO paradox.
Right. People want to hear from the leader for that authenticity, but the leader has zero time to go record a podcast every single week.
This is where the voice cloning comes in. And it's very specific. The API lets you securely clone a voice. So the CEO records a few minutes of audio one time, just once. Then the comms team writes the update in Notion, and the system generates the audio in the CEO's actual voice.
All right, I have to push back on that a little bit because if I hear that, can I tell? Does it have that, uncanny valley, slightly metallic
A
sound?
year ago, absolutely yes.
Okay.
Today. The tech is getting so good, it's genuinely hard to distinguish. The reviews say it handles intonation, pauses. It feels believable. It enables this concept they call headless content production.
Headless content production. Break that down for me.
So it's like a headless CMS. The content source, which is Notion, is totally separate from the final presentation. The head, the voice, the personality is there, but all the manual labor of recording is gone.
So you're decoupling the creator from the act of creation.
Excellent.
That's efficient, for
Right.
sure. But okay, let's zoom out. Internal comms is one thing. What about external growth? What about marketing?
This is where the economics get, well, honestly, really disruptive. We're moving from just retaining employees to actually driving content-led growth.
And that's usually where the budget conversation gets painful.
Precisely. You have what they call the Notion user's dilemma. You're a startup, a consultant. You have brilliant ideas written down in Notion. You have the expertise.
But no budget. I mean, outsourcing a podcast can cost anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000.
Exactly. And professional video is even more. That's the barrier. Most people just stick to writing blogs because it's cheap.
So how does the API solve that?
Through what they call hyperscalability. It's basically cost arbitrage. They claim that producing a podcast episode through their API costs somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Wait, hold on. Did you say 10 cents?
10 cents.
I'm skeptical. For 10 cents, what kind of quality are you actually getting? Because usually you get what you pay for.
That is the fair question. And the answer is the output quality is 100% dependent on the input quality. If your Notion doc is a mess, the audio will be a mess.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. But if your Notion doc is a well-structured, thoughtful article, the audio can be broadcast quality. The cost is low because there's no human in the loop for the production part.
So the machine doesn't make your ideas smarter, it just makes them louder.
That's a perfect way to put it. And if your ideas are smart, that price point just changes the entire game. You start asking, which one of my blog posts should I spend $500 on to turn into audio?
And you start asking, why wouldn't I turn all of them into audio?
It's the why not?
Right.
Price point.
And then there's the instant globalization feature. This part just blew my mind.
Okay.
You write a post in Notion in English. The API ingests it, and it doesn't just output an English podcast. It can translate and resynthesize that content into Spanish, Japanese, German, I think over 50 languages instantly.
So I could hit publish on a Notion page in my office, and 5 minutes later, I have native-sounding audio assets for 5 different global markets.
You can multiply your addressable market overnight without hiring a single localization expert. That is... That is massive leverage. But we're talking a lot about audio. The internet right now is so visual. Video is, what, projected to be over 80% of all traffic?
82%, yeah. And this system can compete there, which is surprising. It's all about the short form imperative. Yeah. To grow on TikTok or YouTube Shorts, you need volume. You need to post multiple times a day.
Which is just a recipe for burnout for any human creator.
Totally. So they have a specific endpoint, Video Create Shorts. It takes a script or just a summary of a Notion doc, and it generates a 9x16 vertical video.
And this is with the AI avatars and everything, the faceless channels we're seeing everywhere.
AI avatars, lip syncing, auto subtitles, the whole package. And again, look at the cost. A manually produced short might be $50 to $300.
Right.
Through the API. It's about €4.
€4. So I could test 100 different video ideas for the price of one single professionally made video.
That's the strategy. Creative testing at scale. You just throw everything at the wall because it's cheap enough to see what sticks.
But let's be real for a second. Can an AI avatar actually sell a product? I feel like I scroll right past that stuff.
For brand building, maybe not yet. But there's an incredibly smart use case here for SaaS companies. Explainer videos.
Oh, interesting. How so?
A lot of tech companies use Notion to host their public documentation, their help centers.
Right, which are usually just these giant walls of text. How to do X, step one, step two.
Correct. The API can crawl those public Notion URLs and automatically generate a 60-second explainer video for every single feature page.
So instead of making me read the manual, I can just watch a quick video that was generated automatically.
Yes, and the impact is huge. First, users prefer video. So your support tickets go way down. Second, dwell time. How long someone stays on your page is a major SEO factor. Video keeps them there longer, and Google ranks you higher.
That makes so much sense. It's utility. It's not trying to be viral. It's just trying to be helpful.
And it's all triggered by content you already had sitting in Notion.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. What if I don't have the content? What if my Notion is just a blank page? Is this whole thing useless to me?
Well, then you would turn to what they call the intelligence engine. This is the deep research part.
This sounded a bit more complex than the notes. Something about recurring research.
It's very powerful. The API can use agents through models like Gemini or OpenAI to browse the web and reason through information. You can set up a recurring task, something like scan for new competitors in the AI space every single day.
So it's like having a digital intern that never sleeps.
And it doesn't just find links, it synthesizes,
mm-hmm.
It finds the information, it reads the sources, and it creates a briefing. It could dump that briefing back into Notion for you, or it could generate a daily audio podcast just for you, summarizing the market news.
So I could wake up, press play, and hear a custom-made podcast about my specific industry generated while I was sleeping.
Yes. You're effectively running a private news agency with no reporters.
This connects to another term I saw, programmatic SEO. And usually when I hear that, I cringe. It just makes me think of spam.
That's the thin content problem, and you're right to be wary. Google penalizes sites that just have thousands of duplicate-looking pages.
Okay, so how is this different?
Let's say you have a Notion database of 5,000 cities for a travel site. Instead of just a template, the API can use deep research to generate a unique 500-word guide for each city. Then it creates a unique audio guide for each city. Then a unique video for each city.
So every single one of those 5,000 pages gets unique text, unique audio, and unique video.
Exactly. High information density, mixed media. That signals real quality to Google. You're not copy-pasting. You're generating unique value at a scale no human team could ever match.
That is. Wow. It's overwhelming, but I see the power. So let's get practical. How do these two things actually connect? I'm not seeing a Make Podcast button inside my Notion.
And you won't. It's an API-first tool, so it's designed to run in the background. For most people, the bridge is going to be no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier.
Okay, so walk me through a simple workflow.
Sure. Imagine you have a content calendar in a Notion database. You add a new row for a blog post. When it's ready, you just check a box that says Publish.
That's simple enough.
That little checkbox is a trigger. Make.com, or Zapier sees it, grabs the text from that Notion page and sends it over to Auto Content API.
And the API does its thing.
It generates the podcast, it generates the video, and then Make.com takes those files and automatically uploads them to your Spotify and YouTube accounts.
So I checked a box in Notion, I went to get a coffee, and by the time I'm back at my desk, I'm already published on Spotify and YouTube.
That is the reality of headless content production. Marketing stops being a series of manual tasks and becomes an automated infrastructure that just runs.
It paints this picture of a fully automated enterprise. But I guess I keep coming back to the human's role in all of this. If the machine does the research, the writing, the recording, the publishing, what's left for me to do?
And that's the most important question. The argument is that by automating the transformation and distribution, you free up human creativity for the ideation.
The actual thinking.
Right. You spend your time on the strategy, on writing that insightful source document in Notion. You don't spend your time fiddling with audio levels or editing video. You handle the substance. The machine handles the format.
So you're outsourcing the grunt work, not the soul.
Perfectly said. At the end of the day, if the source material in Notion is high quality and valuable, the audience cares a lot less about whether it was synthesized by an AI or read by a human. They just want the value.
It's about the signal, not the carrier.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's bring this all home. We started with this massive problem of content saturation. We have Notion as the central brain holding all the knowledge.
And Auto Content API is the industrial production line to get that knowledge out into the world in every possible format.
We're moving from creating content to just transforming data.
The barrier to entry isn't money or skills anymore. It's just having the source ideas. If you have the knowledge locked away in Notion, you basically have a media empire waiting to be activated.
That is. It's a democratization of production, but it's also terrifying if you're a competitor still doing everything manually.
It's a true asymmetric advantage. If your podcast costs $15,000 and your competitors cost €2, you just can't compete on volume or speed.
Okay, before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought.
Yep.
You had a note in here about the agentic web that I thought was really provocative.
Ah, yes. This is the final thought. We're so used to creating content for humans to read or watch, but the internet is changing. We're moving towards what they call a search generative experience, where AI agents like ChatGPT read the internet for us.
Right. I don't Google for a recipe anymore. I just ask an AI to give me one.
Exactly. And the thing is, Auto Content API outputs highly structured data, transcripts, JSON files, clean audio. AI agents love structured data. It's easy for them to ingest and understand.
I think I see where you're going with this.
So the big question to leave everyone with is this. Are you just creating content for humans anymore? Or are you, by using these tools, actually optimizing your Notion workspace to feed the AIs that serve the humans? Are you building the database that those agents will see as the source of truth?
Because if the AI can't read your content, you effectively don't exist in this new world.
You don't exist.
Wow, we aren't just broadcasting to people anymore. We're broadcasting to the machines that talk to the people.
Precisely. It's a whole new audience.
That is a lot to process.
Yeah.
A huge thank you for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.